This is the problem. Take a pair of scales.
Last time, I began talking about the myth that the Eskimos have hundreds of words for the word snow in their native language. Jeffrey K. Pullum gives a great history of this myth in his book, The Great Eskimo Vocabulary Hoax and Other Irreverent Essays on the Study of Language. He discussed the myth of the, and I quote, multitude of snow descriptors used by these lexically profligate Hyperborean nomads about whom so little information is repeated so often to so many, unquote. He showed how little truth there was in this myth, and he relied a lot on the detective work of Professor Laura Martin. Now, Pullum writes that the myth that the Eskimos have hundreds of words for snow began in a low-key fashion with Franz Boas in 1911, about a century ago. Franz Boas wrote an introduction to the book, The Handbook of North American Indians. And in this introduction, Boas discussed how there are different types of terms used to describe different things. Take, for example, the thing we call water. With water, you can have either derived terms or independent terms. So derived terms would include rain water, sea water, fresh water, brackish water, and so on. While independent terms would include lake, ocean, wave, dew, foam, and so on. In his introduction, Boas first discussed derived and independent terms. He then gave, as an example, some independent Eskimo terms for snow. He gave exactly four and only four examples. Uput, meaning snow on the ground, quana for falling snow, pisipog for drifting snow, and quimunsuk for snow drift. That was it. Four independent Eskimo words for snow. But then, the very talented and interesting Benjamin Lee Whorf enters the story. Now, Whorf had a Bachelor of Science degree in Chemical Engineering from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that's MIT. His regular day job was for the Hartford Fire Insurance Company in Connecticut as a fire prevention officer. But Whorf was also a very talented amateur linguist. By himself, he deciphered classical Mayan hieroglyphs. And so, he opened up an entire and previously lost language. He also invented very useful and very specific linguistic terms such as cryptotype that are used even today. Whorf is deeply respected for his lasting work. But part of being human is making mistakes. And Whorf's 1940 article, Science and Linguistics, showed that he was very human. Now, he wrote this not for a peer-reviewed linguistic journal, but for MIT's promotional magazine, Technology Review. He claimed, and I quote, "We have the same word for falling snow, snow on the ground, snow packed hard like ice, slushy ice, wind-driven flying snow, while an Eskimo would say that falling snow, slushy snow, etc. are sensuously and operationally different. The Eskimo uses different words for them and for other kinds of snow," unquote. Now, that single paragraph has two major mistakes. First, Whorf was wrong about our English language. We do have many independent words for snow. We call it snow when it's white and fluffy, sleet for the partially melted falling stuff, slush when it's partly melted and on the ground, and so on. And second, with absolutely no evidence or specific Eskimo knowledge, Whorf had increased the number of purported Eskimo words for snow. 18 years later, in 1958, Roger Brown quoted this fact about the number of Eskimo words for snow in his book Words and Things. And you guessed it. He got the number of Eskimo words for snow wrong again. And Pullum writes, and I quote, "After works like Brown's have picked up Worf's second-hand misrecollection of Boaz to generate third-hand accounts, we begin to get fourth-hand accounts carelessly based on Brown," unquote. And after Brown, nobody went back to the original source of Boaz. The misquoters multiply like rabbits. In her book, Aspects of Language and Culture, written in 1975, Carol Eastman quotes the fact about Eskimos having lots of independent words for snow. By 1978, Lanford Wilson's play The 5th of July claims that there are 50 Eskimo words for snow. And so, with no proof at all, back in the late 1970s, the average citizen was being told that Eskimos had 50 independent words for snow. But then it got even worse. And I'll talk more about that next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?